KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, we have one that showed up this morning. Randy Grimes is at the board, and he's lining up the talk of the day. Before we head there, this guy feels really spunky this morning. I don't know why, but I got to spend a couple hours along the shorelines of a local favorite fishing spot and finally set the hook on the first fish of the year. Not to be outdone, though, my buddy, and I'm going to call him PU because he doesn't want anybody to know about his fishing spots and if he's catching fish, and he just doesn't like the limelight. But old PU, 27-incher, big, fat, spawned-out female, looking healthy. Nice fishing last night. The area lakes here in northeast South Dakota are really, really going well right now, even with the bad weather. You just kind of got to get in between the little rain shouts. But our friends down in Ponset, not that much fun down in some of those lakes down there. That's kind of two watersheds coming together and going to cause some issues for the next month. Down in Ponset. Sure wish this rain would stop for our friends in Ponset, but hey, we're not going to go down there and start scooping and shoveling snow and changing anything. The good Lord has a plan, and I guess that's nothing we're going to be able to stop. First off this morning, we're going to head to northern Iowa. Can you believe there's actually one Norwegian living amongst all of those? And we have him live and on the air today. Good morning, Steve Ide.
Well, good morning, Lynn Jurgens.
Yeah, Lynn Jurgens.
I assume that this many fishermen together is going to be a lying contest this morning, right?
That's usually what it is, my friend Steve. Steve is my mom's cousin, and of course, Steve's probably caught more of our snide remarks over the years than probably anyone, but you know, we know that he can handle it because he loves to dish it back. So, you know, I just said, Steve, we've got to give you a chance to tell a one-liner. Now, you were telling me this morning that how many cops do we have in South Dakota?
Well, there's one for every 300 miles unless they're game wardens. Then there's one every 10 feet in whatever lake you're trying to get by with your fish schemes.
Well, you know, every time we see an Iowa plate in South Dakota, we send the game wardens out there.
Well, either that or the vandals. The worst one I heard this morning is these old gals are talking, and the one says, "Your husband's 82 years old, and he still chases girls. Aren't you upset?" She says, "Why should I be upset? Dogs chase cars, but they don't know how to drive."
Now we have everybody's attention. I was telling Randy this morning, I said, you know, Steve, my earliest memories of fishing were with Steve Ide on the docks on the shores of Lake Cochrane, and there's probably a fishing story behind all of those trips.
Oh, there's lots of fishing stories. Your grandpa and your great-grandpa are the two guys that got me into fishing as soon as I was old enough to walk. Of course, I couldn't walk till I was 15, but Cochrane and Fish Lake and those little dual county lakes up there, we spent a lot of time pulling bullheads and perch and crappies out of there. I still remember going across Cochrane in one of old Jensen's rowboats back in the 50s, and my brother was old enough to drive, so he drove me over there one day, and we rented a wooden rowboat, and I was in charge of the anchor, and he decided we'd move, and I thought, boy, he's working awful hard rowing. When I finally got where he wanted to be, he was all out of breath and sweating. And he says, "You didn't pull up the anchor, did you?" I said, "Oh, was I supposed to do that?" He had great shoulder muscles and pecs after that.
So. He's talking about his brother Bob, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's just about as bad a fisherman as you can get a hold of. He'd try out a mud puddle if he thought something would fight in it. So I'm curious, after all this rain, how many new prairie lakes have popped up?
Oh, we've got a lot of those three-acre lakes that people think there's fish in, and some of them there are. I was talking to a farmer south of Watertown, and he goes, I got a ditch full of carp. He goes, those things came through corn stubble and corn stalks and made it all the way across my field up into a ditch, and there they sit.
Yep. I got a buddy over by Volga next to the Big Sioux River. He's got carp swimming in a pasture right across the fence from his acreage. He's got his bow out, I'm sure, by now.
That Big Sioux River is causing troubles down south of us. That's one of the watersheds that goes into Ponset, along with the one from the Hay-Tai Hazel area from the west.
Yeah, I was trying to get up to see this buddy of mine one day, and I decided to take the back roads. That was a mistake. There weren't any. Half of them were blocked off because of the river.
You can't go by Google Maps in this part of the country right now.
Did you happen to see that deal from Cables in Spirit Lake about that record perch somebody caught out of a farm pond this winter?
I did see that from this winter.
Yeah, it was 16 and a half inches long, and it looked like a football. The stripes.
Was that a legitimate catch from Iowa?
I guess so.
So they qualified that one as the real deal. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Yep. That'll give Bitter Lake something to shoot for again.
That will give any lake in South Dakota a little something to shoot for. Is that do you remember, Steve, is that from a private pond or is that a public pond?
I don't know. Nobody came right out and said exactly where it was. So
might have been
somebody's stock tank for all I know.
Hey, we used to fish out of those too out there at the farm, didn't we?
Yeah, well, I used to get in a lot of trouble because Grandpa would keep his chubs and his minnows in his stock tank, his wooden stock tank with a wooden lid on it.
Yeah.
Well, when I was little, I must have had the bug pretty because I'd steal a thread and a pin out of Grandma's sewing machine. And I'd go dig up some worms, and I'd go down and start catching the chubs and the minnows out of the water tank. And he wondered why they disappeared, and I said, well, you better ask Grandma's cats about that. So he'd land up on the top of the tank lid, and I'd be flipping them the minnows.
Those are some great, great memories. Bob and Steve would, a couple times a summer, head up to Lake Cochrane. We'd stand on the dock and cast black and white daredevils or white Mr. Twisters till the hours of the dark night, and we'd be cold, and Grandma, God bless her heart, she'd have a little dinner ready for us, wouldn't she?
Yep. Sweetest lady in the whole world.
What is our Steve, what's our favorite gravy?
Oh, sour cream gravy with fish grits.
Oh, man, she'd make that with some fried walleye on the side, and she'd put that gravy over the top of those. What'd she do? She'd rice those potatoes, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yep. Yep, both of those things I can make my mouth water just thinking about them. So.
Oh, goodness gracious. I had to ask you a couple years ago what you remember the secret of that recipe was, but she'd put a little sour cream in there once it was good and warmed up. Is that kind of her? Was that kind of her secret?
I think so. And she learned how to cook from her mother, Flossie, who ran a cafe at one time. And, of course, your great-grandma was one of the best cooks in the whole world, too, and I think she might have taught her a thing or two. Speaking of dock fishing, one time a couple of my honchos here and I went up to Cochrane to go fishing with your grandpa. And we're going to fish from shore. We're going to go night fishing. And he says, now you can't use live bait out here. He says, you got to use a twister tail or something like that and cast out. Well, us being Iwegians, we brought along leeches, minnows, and night crawlers and then slip bobbers, lighted slip bobbers. And before the night was over, your grandpa had to get one from us and try it out because we'd all limited out and he'd caught one fish in the dock. So it wasn't very often we skunked him.
No, not very often, but, you know, he stuck with that artificial bait. I hardly ever remember him using live bait because it was a good learning experience. But thing with Grandpa is he may not have caught many, but he probably had the 5-pounder or the 6-pounder on his line that night.
Oh, I think he caught a couple of, you know, 8 or 9 pounders out of there with his little 14-foot Lund boat and his Hottentots.
Yeah, I think
it's speed trolling that 15-horse motor, but
he was that 15-horse Evinrude on that that old Lund boat, and he'd hang that cheap rod that he'd get in that Zebco 33 combo. He'd hang that cheap rod right on the railing of that boat because that provided a little more rattle for that purple Hottentot back there.
Yep. That was his favorite one. I know he's always tickled if I found one on the way up there and brought him a Hottentot. He couldn't get one someplace else.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Oh, goodness.
Lots of crappies out of that lake. Good, lots of fun up there.
Lots of crappies. I have not heard of anyone that's fished for those crappies in Cochrane since Grandpa left, but, you know, amazing crappies. Tons of them, and you don't take the skin off, right, Steve? Don't take the skin off.
Well, that was some people, you know, like to just scale them, and they like just take a spoon and put your thumb on the concave part of the spoon and slip those scales off and fry that skin up crispy. But we always filleted them, took the skin off when we were cleaning them on that stainless steel table.
Oh gosh, yeah, that thing cleaned a lot of fish. Well, Mr. Ide, you have. Would you give us just a quick parting shot? We're going to head to northern Minnesota here in a couple minutes. Thank you for joining us this morning and sharing a couple good one-liners and a couple good stories.
Well, that was nice of you to indulge me for a while. You know, you can't turn me loose sometimes. You can't shut me up again. So,
yeah.
Good luck in northern Minnesota. I'll be up there to try out Ponset and maybe Dry Number 2 and Indian Springs here before too long. I got to test the high waters at the Great Lakes here first, but you guys have a great day, and it has been fun talking to you.
Yeah, say hello to the grandkids and Grandma Nancy, okay?
All right, will do, Lynn.
All right, take care.
Well, talk to you later. Bye.
From the shores of northern Iowa, we're going to head up to northern Minnesota here. Talk to our good friend Stephen Peach. He's got some interesting, cool things to announce. National Walleye Tour event next week on the shores of Green Bay out of Marinette, Wisconsin. Wow, there's going to be, I hope, for good weather. It's going to be fun to see some of the things coming out of there. Listen to a very, very good interview yesterday that Tommy Scarless did for Fish ASA. A couple guys out of the Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois area that did an interview. Go search for that. What a fantastic interview Tommy did with them. It's on a podcast, Fish ASA. Very inspirational. Thank you, Tommy Scarless, for jumping on from his bed at the Mayo Clinic. He did that interview. It was really good. Anyway, we're going to head quickly up here to northern Minnesota. God, we have 6-7 minutes here yet to talk to Stephen Peach. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Oh, it's good to see that maintainer was heading down the road.
Yeah, that was yesterday. It was a little drier. Today she's raining, rained hard all night. We got a lot of water standing around, so it's time for a little computer training and let it dry up a bit before I get back in the blade.
Is that a county blade, or?
That is a county blade, a big old John Deere blade.
Wow, they're not running those on GPS yet, huh?
Not completely. They still got to have a guy with a hat in it.
A guy with a black cowboy hat?
Yeah, he's one of them up here. We got quite a few blades in our county. Got 9 shops and 5 districts, and we got a lot of gravel in northern Minnesota yet.
Yeah, we do too. And this time of the year when the rain takes out the gravel roads and the mud takes out the gravel roads, there's a lot of work to do, boys, in the next couple months.
Yeah, we cover a lot of ground at 3.5 miles an hour.
Well, National Walleye Tour event is up for next week, but there's a lot of other things going on. You and Brenda heading somewhere this weekend?
We're actually got a weekend to probably do a little relaxing, some fishing for fun. We got a couple of neighbor kids probably going to go for a boat ride. But we got another week, 2 weeks from now on the 1st of June, we actually have our first student angler tournament trail high school fishing tournament of the year in Minnesota, and we're going to be paired up in conjunction with Teen Challenge on Gull Lake out of north of Brainerd, Minnesota.
Ooh, so that's a big stuff. Yeah, that's a big show, big event. That's good to hear. That's coming up on the June 1st weekend.
Yep. That first Saturday, we're going to be paired up with them. A big get together Friday night, and then the dual tournament on Saturday. So 100 teams of high school teams signed up from around the state for our start-off tournament. The rest of them for the year will be all 150 boat fields, but this one will be 100 only with running in conjunction with Teen Challenge. So
yeah, that's a big...
Lots of boats on the water, lots of things happening.
That's a big fundraiser for Teen Challenge up in that area too. Isn't that the one that Al has been involved with for a lot of years?
Yep, there's lots of big names in the industry that are heavily involved with it. And boy, it's just Tom Davis, you know, he runs one similar to it down out of Mankato.
Yep.
There's just lots of people really active in the fishing industry helping people out today.
Well, speaking of that, I listened to Tom Scarless's interview yesterday, and his theme was just get out in the outdoors, get out and fish, get out and hunt, get out and check out the water, get out and, search for mushrooms. That's kind of a big thing this time of the year. And on that theme, I thought, I wonder if Steven's got something going on in regards to a fundraiser coming up.
Well, it's not me, but it's a company we're pretty proud of. I was talking to Al and Sherry Bowman from Airway Pedestal last night, and Al said, you know, I spent a lot of time with these guys out on the road and talking to them and helping get my pedestals and boats. He said, Tommy's near and dear to us. We'd like to do something. Is there any way you think we can do something? I said, well, what do you got in mind, Al? And Al says, how about, you think it would work good if we donated an airway pedestal and put it up on silent auction and tried to raise some money for Tommy and his situation? And that'd be a great idea. So our good friends at Airwave, Al and Sherry Bowman, who most of the pro fishing industry recognizes and knows are out there, and they make a great product. There's several great products on the market. It just happens to be one that we're branded with. They are going to donate a pedestal. They're going to auction it off. So stay tuned to their Facebook page on Facebook, Airway Pedestal. And it'll be announced in the next couple of days. And we're going to run that. They're going to run that silent auction and raise as much money as they can to give a check directly to Tommy.
Oh, that's a neat idea. I know a couple years ago, I just saw a Ring the Bell video that that Jimmy had from him, you know, being released from the hospital, and they had a really, really, the fishing industry put a really, really good fundraiser together for him.
Absolutely.
You know,
Jimmy and Alea are two very special people as well. We love them to death as well.
Well, Al had given an airwave at that time, and for those that are not, you know, really in tune, Jimmy Carroll won his battle. Is that 2 years ago now, Stephen?
It's 2017 was his big battle.
Yes, and one of our truly fishing brothers in the fishing industry, Tommy Scarless, is going through a battle. As he talked about yesterday, they removed a walnut-sized tumor from the brain, and he's lost a lot of his motor skills on the left side of his body. So, there's a few people in this industry, and there's a lot of people in this industry, very close-knit, and, you know, it's just time to bond together a little bit, maybe to get some things done. And Al Bowman is always on the front line of getting things and thinking of ideas and how he can help others that have helped him.
Al and Sherry have donated, man, oh man, for tons of things. I mean, they donated the pedestal for many years from their startup when they first started making to our Graha tournament up here, heavily involved supporting us and our kids' events. Made sure Brenda was very well taken care of in her boat through her hip surgeries and stuff. And anybody that needs a helping hand, Al and Sherry have sure jumped on board and tried to make something happen. And
contribute. They got hearts just as big as the whole world, and we're pretty proud to be associated with them. So I'm really tickled just to have Al call me last night about this.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So just to summarize here in the last 15 seconds, keep in touch with Airwave Pedestals Facebook page. There's going to be some news in the next day or two that's going to give some particulars on a silent auction item. This thing's going to go high. In order for me to get the second one in my boat, I ended up with the one that they donated to Jimmy Carroll's fundraiser. It's going to take some big bucks for me to get the paired up one here. So sure hope a bunch of people head to this, and you're going to see some things coming across your news feed here in the next day or two.
Yep, and I'll be sharing it on my Facebook page as well. Some of the other pros will too, I believe. So
okay.
Once they get everything ready and get it announced, we'll get it shared out. So look for Fairway Pedestal page, my page, Brenda's page.
If you remember, Stephen, if you could, tag us, tag Neil Jensen, tag us on this, if you remember, and then it'll show up in our feeds also. Well, thank you, Stephen. We've spent our 10 minutes of fun and had a good time talking about fishing and what's going on in the industry. We will be in touch with you soon.
Prayers to our good friend, Tommy.
Over and out, good buddy.
Yep, bye.
Bye. All right, Randy Grimes, we're going to shut this baby down for another week of On the Water in the Air here out of Watertown, South Dakota. It's so long, everyone.